The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Welcome to another episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And as usual, we're always excited to be here with all of you. Thank you for tuning in once again. We're so thankful for our listening audience. And as we said last week, you all seem to be telling your friends, our listening audience is growing. And so we hope that continues. We're going to do our best to continue to bring you good information that you can use as practical help in your life. And today we have a really great subject we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking the whole show about coconut oil and its many wonderful benefits. And this is something that I really enjoy because there's so much good information we have today about how politics and how the love of money has tied into for a period of time, the demise of coconut oil in this country. And over the last number of years, of course, coconut oil has made a resurgence because the science has borne out what is true. But in about 100 years ago, that was not the case. It was largely driven by money and lobbies in the political arena.
Yes, and coconut oil is something that we have talked about, a few times in the past, in past shows, but there's just so much good information about it that it's just something that you're probably going to continue to hear more and more about from us. Now, if you are interested in checking out any of the past shows where we might have been focusing more on candida or some of the other aspects of coconut oil, you can actually catch our show archives at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Today's show will be on there too. So if you end up getting to a show late, you can always go on there and listen to the archives. And then also there's links on there to UltraLaboratories.com. Now, we do not sell product directly off of our website, but in really good, more detailed information on each of the products is listed on that website. And it is still in the process of being completed. We have so many products. Most of them are uploaded, but we are still in the process of getting everything up there. So if there's anything missing, you can always feel free to write us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. And we'll be happy to send you anything that's missing. But we also do post some of this information at www.facebook.com/ultralabs. So we have tons of ways to connect, but you can find links to all of those at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Now with that, Rick, I know you've got some really great snippets on coconut oil. So you want to get everybody started?
We're going to be talking about coconut in relation to psoriatic conditions, dermatological conditions, in relation to weight loss, in relation to candida, yeast infection, in relation to energy function. I mean, hopefully one of those things touches you or somebody you know. There's so many things. Actually, I'm sorry, I missed a biggie, which would be brain function, Alzheimer's. Yep. So there's so many things that they're finding in science with coconut oil. It's really pretty amazing. So anyway, with that, I want to get into talking about just some of the history of coconut oil. And I've done this before, but I've got a little bit more new information. And it's just such good information to bring to light the fact that everything isn't always about your best health when it comes to our government. I've told people, I said, I just hate to tell you, if you think our government has your best interests at heart, you should think again. It's so much driven by money and by things that are less than ethical in my mind. So anyway, this is just some interesting facts that I think you might find interesting also. So about 100 years ago, around the turn of the 20th century, the American diet was high in fat. Commercial shortenings advertised to housewives contained butter, lard, or tallow from animal fats. After winning the Spanish-American War in 1898, the United States acquired the Philippines as part of the Treaty of Paris. Shortly thereafter, increasing amounts of coconut oil became available from its new colony, the Philippines. This was used in soaps as cheap replacement for animal fats, in butter, for margarine, or even for gunpowder. And this was back when margarine was really not a problem because they used coconut oil, which is a naturally saturated fat and has a very healthy shelf life. Unfortunately, since then, a lot has changed, which I'll get into. By the first quarter of the 20th century, coconut oil accounted for as much as 90% of commercially sold margarine. Yet during the same period, cardiovascular disease was virtually non-existent. So you have a saturated fat, which we all have heard, oh, it's bad, yet no heart disease to speak of. Dr. Paul Dudley White, the famous cardiologist, loved to tell this story, repeated by many. In 1912, when he returned from subspecialty training in cardiology in Europe, he was told there was no need for his newly acquired ECG, heart monitoring machine, or electrocardiogram. At that time, there was hardly any heart disease in the United States. Wow. It was not until several years later that he first saw his first case of heart attack. So now, you know, ECG machines are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But back then, they said, we don't really need your machine. Keep it. Anyway, so also...
Oh, better world.
Yeah, exactly. Also, around the turn of the century, the domestic edible oil industry was rapidly developing. These oils are liquid, like seed oils, and because they are polyunsaturated fatty acids, they easily become rancid. In 1910, partial hydrogenation ushered in a new era for vegetable oils because, as we have seen, this process makes the oils acceptably lard-like and more stable, hence more money, longer shelf life. However, as we have also seen, this came at a price. The process introduced a high amount of trans fats, the dire effects of which were only realized by Dr. Mary Enig and other researchers 60 years later. By the 1930s, animal oil producers began to use their political clout to push coconut oil out of the market. First, there was a political campaign supported by the vote-heavy U.S. dairy industry, which resulted in a 1934 excise tax of 3 cents per pound on coconut oil. Coconut oil rapidly dwindled in the American diets, and just as quickly, the polyunsaturated fatty acid oils replaced it. So, you know, hey, we can't get it out, so we'll just tax it, and so that'll drive it out. Brilliant.
Awful.
Brilliant. So then, as I mentioned briefly in the introduction, this is a book written by this doctor, which I'll mention later. But from the 1960s throughout the 1980s, the vegetable oil industry undertook a major campaign to further exclude coconut oil from the American diet and was consequently successful in bringing vegetable and seed oil to dominance. Coconut oil food consumption continued to disappear, down to about 3% of American diets. From the turn of the 20th century to the time the coconut phased out of the American diets, heart attacks were rare. Here are the figures. In 1900, the United States reported only 345 deaths per 100,000 per year from coronaries. By 1960, with coconut oil down to and remaining at about 3% of American diets, the number of deaths per 100,000 went up to 522. Pretty significant. With numerous...
Wow.
Modern surgical, medical, pharmaceutical interventions, and with coconut oil still remaining at about 3% of the American diets, in 2001, 863,680 deaths, 42% of all deaths compared to 8% in 1900 and 18.9% in 1930 were from cardiovascular disease. So they're saying out of over 800,000 deaths, nearly half of those were from cardiovascular disease versus, you know, 345 in 1900. So the lesson of history is clear. Coconut oil, long gone from our diets, is certainly not the culprit. So this is really just some significant information. And I've actually got more, which I'll probably talk about after we get back from the break. But it's just, this is such a big issue. And the thing is, it's just people need to understand our country is driven by money. And there's nothing historically evil about money, but it's just it's at the cost of your health. I mean, when you know that coconut oil is potentially beneficial, but the seed guy's like, hey, we don't want this. This is really screwing up our profit margins. You know, we need to figure out how we get this out. So even back then, these lobbyists get with the politicians. They say, oh, we need to have a tax on the coconut oil so they can't afford to do it. It functions in the market anymore, so they'll want the seed instead of seed oils instead of the coconut oil. It's just, it's so sad. I mean, you think about it, virtually no coronary heart disease before 1900. And since then, I mean, we all know, well, we've mentioned on the show, cancer, heart disease, number one, number two biggest killers in this country. And not that the coconut oil is the panacea for everything, but it is really, really important in the diet to help with cardiovascular function and so many other things. So certainly it's not something we want to eliminate from our diets.
No, absolutely not. It's amazing, too, because you had mentioned margarine, too. And I know I've said it in past shows, but if you put out a natural, you know, something that's a natural animal fat, like, you know, a butter, and you put it next to margarine, ants will walk around margarine because margarine is made very differently today.
They're so smart. They're so much smarter than we are sometimes.
They
don't
recognize it as food. So, yeah, I mean, but we're putting that in our bodies. So I can believe that it's not butter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we've talked about how little pests, they don't like white flour, but they want the whole wheat flour because they want the bran and the germ. We say, oh, we don't want that. We want the bread that's flaky and you know, it just tastes so good, but it has no nutritional value. So, you know, we're here on the show to try and inform you so that you can hopefully make informed decisions. So anyway, with that, we are out of time in segment one, so we'll be right back.
More and more people are taking advantage of the health benefits of coconut oil. Coconut possesses a wide variety of health benefits due to its fiber and nutritional content, but it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of valuable nutrients. Quality matters when it comes to coconut oil. Frutrients Coconut Oil is a certified organic extra virgin coconut oil, providing a healthy form of saturated fat that's been shown in research to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It also has high levels of medium chain triglycerides, which can be broken down quickly to be readily available as energy. Due to its naturally occurring high ketone content, new research is being done on the benefits of coconut oil for brain health. Frutrients Coconut Oil is cold-pressed, unrefined, unadulterated, and is 100% additive-free without any added sugar. To learn more about Frutrients Coconut Oil, visit ultralaboratories.com. Frutrients Coconut Oil can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
Let's face it, we live in a modern world of technology filled with computers, tablets, and smartphones, which is putting a greater demand on the overall health of our vision. Mix that with the normal aging process, and it's no wonder why vision problems are more prevalent than years past. All-natural doctor-formulated Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories provides excellent support for those who want to maintain eye health, and also those seeking macular support as they age. Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories is packed full of potent antioxidants and valuable nutrients that are vital for vision and retinal health. These nutrients cannot be produced by the body and are rarely consumed by the typical American diet. Therefore, supplementation is crucial. Many of the ingredients included in Vision Health have been used in studies for their role in supporting eye health. To learn more about Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Vision Health can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, your host, Rick Simpson, was giving me some really good information about coconut oil, which is the focus of our show today. Now, I also want to make sure that I give you guys a little teaser about our Getting to Know You for today. So the Getting to Know You code, which you probably guessed it's going to be on coconut oil, is going to be PICKY. P-I-C-K-Y, and PICKY will apply to the coconut oil products that we're going to be sharing with you today if you go to www.shopnaturalproducts.com, our web affiliate. They'll give you an additional 25% off of all the coconut products. We will tell you later on in the show why we chose PICKY. You know, we're always unscripted here, and we're just going to keep going because this is really good info for all of you out there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just more by way of historical data on coconut oil, but it's worth listening to. In the 1980s, a powerful activist group called the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Get that? Center for Science in the Public Interest. That sounds like marketing to me to a certain degree. Publicized this half-truth with a high-profile media campaign founded in 1972 and later revealed to have been supported by the soybean industry. Gee, is that a surprise? CSPI's major campaign against the use of saturated fats for frying was launched in 1984. In 1986, the CSPI added coconut oil to its list of saturated fat villains. In their publications, which included full-page newspaper ads, they condemned the coconut as hydrogenated and cholesterol-rich. This was no longer a half-truth. It was wholly untrue. Coconut is a stable oil, does not need to be hydrogenated, and is cholesterol-free. So that's just a flat-out lie. We got to all do our homework when you read and make sure things are true. In 1988, the CSPI published a booklet called Saturated Fat Attack. Their message was that all tropical oils should be banished from food. This boosted the use of soybean and other vegetable and seed oils while virtually eliminating coconut oil from the American diet and from most other diets in the developed world. The CSPI could have had an economic agenda. Remember that they were supported by the soybean industry, gee, you think, which their work catapulted into market dominance. Even if they had the best intentions, however, and really believed that all saturated tropical oils posed a health threat, the science was incomplete, the information skewed, and the conclusions erroneous. Sadly, most people, even physicians, did not question these media pronouncements. Worse, researchers became reluctant to perform studies on an oil that apparently the power of industry-supported media had now become anathema. In an academic culture, researchers are expected to publish or perish, and getting any research paper published is quite difficult. A paper based on a highly unpopular thesis suffers a greater likelihood of never seeing print or of being accepted only by journals or books with limited circulation. It is therefore understandable researchers through the years, the obvious choice was not to study the coconut. Only a few professional investigators were willing to risk their own reputations to defend or even study coconut oil. So in the absence of any prestigious counterclaims, the public believed the press, and today coconut oil has been practically eliminated as a U.S. food ingredient. Now, keep in mind, this book was written maybe 10 years ago. Now, coconut oil, we're so thankful, has made a resurgence because people have been bold enough to, you know, come out to look at the science and come out with books and articles. And a lot of this has really stemmed from the health food industry. That's why we're so thankful for companies, really, like Whole Foods and Sprouts and companies that care. And they, you know, and their business make money too, but they, you know, they have an agenda more based in truth than in putting money as their god, and we're very thankful for that. And so anyway, so coconut oil now is viewed more in light of good science, but we're here to just bring you a good foundation so you can understand why it's so good, how this whole process has taken place over the last 100 years. And with that, Melody has a great talking point on some specific benefits of coconut oil that I think you'll all find very interesting.
Well, and this is also, you know, sort of ties into what you were just talking about in regards to research, because about 3 years ago, a doctor by the name of Mary Newport, she was featured in a video. It was actually this news article that sort of aired on several different channels There was one in particular that was on CBN. It's a really good video that sort of talks about how her husband was starting to experience an Alzheimer's-like condition. So she took him into a specialist, and the specialist concluded that he was sort of getting into the later stages of Alzheimer's, to where he wasn't quite sure how to treat him. And I will actually post that video this week so that you can look. If you go to the Facebook, so facebook.com/ultralapse, I'll repost that video. I have posted it in the past, but it's a really, really good video. So what I have here is a very recently published article, and it says Florida researchers are looking into whether coconut oil might be of benefit against Alzheimer's. 3 years ago, you might recall Dr. Mary Newport's theory that ketone bodies, an alternative fuel for your brain that your body makes when digesting coconut oil, might offer profound benefits in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. At the time, it was said that should her theory turn out to be accurate, it could be one of the greatest natural health discoveries in a long time. Now, Dr. Newport has launched one of the first clinical trials of its kind to test her theory. The research is being done at the USF Health Bird Alzheimer's Institute. So this particular study, there are 65 patients that have been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's. They've been enrolled to evaluate the effects of coconut oil on the disease compared to a placebo. So this is good, double-blind placebo study. Dr. Mary Newport hopes to have the results within a year. So hopefully in another year we'll be bringing you some of those results. Now, this issue strikes close to home for her because, like I said, her husband's been battling the disease for years. And this particular article is quoting CTV News, where it was also there was also a video reported on CTV News with her. While there is currently no clinical data showing the benefits of coconut oil in the prevention and treatment of dementia, Newport, whose husband Steve was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at age 51, so young, said she began to see improvements after starting him on 4 teaspoons of coconut oil per day. Before the coconut oil, he could not tie his shoes. His weird, slow gait, that improved. He walked normally, and he was able to start running again. He was able to start reading again. His conversation improved dramatically. And then over several months, we saw improvements in his memory, Newport said. Prior to starting him on coconut oil, Newport said none of the existing medications were working. So there are only two types of brain fuel that your body can convert into energy: carbs/sugar or fat. Again, ketones are what your body produces when it converts fat, as opposed to glucose, into energy. And a primary source of ketone bodies are the medium-chain triglycerides, also called MCTs, that are found abundantly in coconut oil. In fact, coconut oil contains on average about 66% MCTs.
Actually, our coconut oil, I just got from the Philippines. I asked them how much MCTs. They said over 95% MCTs in our coconut oil, so that was really encouraging.
That's so exciting. So the MCTs, or medium chain triglycerides, wow, that's awesome, are fats that are not processed by your body in the same manner as long-chain triglycerides. Normally, a fat's taken into your body and must be mixed with bile released from your gallbladder before it can be broken down into your digestive system. But medium-chain triglycerides go directly to your liver, which naturally converts the oil into ketones, bypassing the bile entirely. Your liver then immediately releases the ketones into your bloodstream, where they are transported to your brain to be readily used as fuel. While your brain is quite happy running on glucose, there's evidence suggesting that ketone bodies may actually help restore and renew neurons and nerve function in your brain even after damage is set in. Interestingly, the mechanism of this MCT ketone metabolism appears to be that your body treats MCTs as a carbohydrate and not a fat. This allows the ketone energy to hit your bloodstream without the normal insulin spike associated with carbohydrates entering your bloodstream. So in effect, coconut oil is a fat that acts like a carbohydrate when it comes to brain fuel. Therapeutic levels of MCTs have been studied at 20 grams per day. According to Dr. Newport's calculations, just over 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, about 35 mil or 7 level teaspoons, would supply you with the equivalent of 20 grams of MCT, which is indicated as either a preventative measure against degenerative neurological diseases or as a treatment for an already established case. So again, there's more research being done, but this is so exciting that they're now finally doing the research. And, of course, Dr. Mary Newport is so motivated to do this research because it's affected her personally. And for anybody out there who has been affected by Alzheimer's, you've seen a loved one just leave you to Alzheimer's. It's so difficult because you see this person right in front of you, but then they just sort of start disappearing. You know, it's like you look in their eyes and they're not seeing you anymore. So it's a very painful way to lose somebody is Alzheimer's. So this is very exciting research. And again, I will be posting that video to share with you.
That's great. And actually, my grandmother, my mom's mom, she's long since been gone, but she suffered from Alzheimer's, and it was difficult to just see her sort of just checked out, you know, just nobody's there. And it's so sad to watch. And there's so many people that, you know, have seen this. So coconut oil, it's just like a miracle food. You think about it, coconuts, who would have thought, you know, and it's so sad that because of politics and because of money, not being concerned about our best health, but being concerned about money as the primary goal here, that we are all suffering possibly more than we need to, seeing our loved ones go through these types of things. So we want to bring you this kind of information so this can be helpful. And keep in mind, you know, the drug companies, I mean, what they want to do, they want to make drugs, and they want you to take their drugs for the rest of your life so that you're going to increase their profit margins. But if there's a natural substance, you're not going to find anybody able to patent coconut oil. So they don't like that because you can't patent it. So we will be getting later in the show into a little bit about why our coconut oil is just the best that we can find, what some of those differences are, and how that can assist you in making a decision. So anyway, with that, we will be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Uriva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about thyroid health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current Code of the Week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is PICKY. P-I-C-K-Y. PICKY.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my wonderful co-host, Melody Martirana.
I'm wonderful?
And, well, every once in a while. No, anyway, and Melody, this is really an area where she has a lot of passion about this area, just in just getting the truth out. And in the break, we were talking about some of the quality issues with coconut oil and what makes one different than another. And so I'm going to let Melody address some of the quality issues of coconut oil so you can make an informed decision.
Well, number one, you know, we offer the coconut oil in a 16-ounce. We also have a 60 soft gel, a 120 soft gel, and a 240 soft gel size. Now, what you'll find is that on the 16-ounce, one of the things that's really important is that there's a USDA organic stamp on there. Now, that's very important because that means that you're getting something that's completely clean. There's been no pesticides anywhere near these coconut palms.
Right.
And that's one of the important markers. But one of the most important things to find when you purchase coconut oil is that it is unrefined. And there's a real quick way to tell whether or not you're dealing with unrefined or unprocessed coconut oil versus refined coconut oil, and that is simply by smelling it and tasting it. If it doesn't smell like coconut oil anymore, and if it doesn't taste like coconuts, then you are dealing with a refined oil. So now you're going to be losing those beneficial properties that coconut naturally offers. Ours is cold pressed. It's non-RBD, so it's not refined, bleached, or deodorized. So it smells like coconut. It tastes like coconut. And there is a lot of coconut out there, but I just have to say that we are consistently told by our customers that ours really has the best flavor out there. And this is something that I will attest to. We did a blind taste test here in our office, and this was, you know, completely blind. We had no idea which was ours and which was from another coconut supplier. And bar none, we all chose ours. There is definitely a distinct difference in the flavor. So, you know, when people say, oh, well, this one is organic and this one is also unrefined and it's cold pressed, well, do the taste test, because if you're going to be eating this, using this to substitute other oils or cooking, the flavor is going to make a huge, huge difference. But we do also have it in soft gels for convenience. Now, something to really keep in mind, though, I talked a lot about brain health issues before the break. So for those of you out there who need to take those higher servings for brain health, the 16-ounce oil is really, truly the best way to go, because it does take 14 soft gels to equal one tablespoon. So in order to get 2 tablespoons worth of oil, which is, you know, that's basically where they're starting to find through this preliminary research that it's starting to show a positive effect on brain health, you would have to take 28 soft gels. And for most people, they're not necessarily going to want to do that. But the soft gels are very convenient, so we offer it in both forms. But you can use that 16-ounce oil in any number of ways. You can easily incorporate it into your food. You can substitute it for any butter that you would use, and in any other way. We have some great recipes we can share on that. But we definitely use the coconut oil in the best possible way, so that it's processed in such a way to where you're not losing any of the amazing benefits of it.
And keep in mind, the soft gels, when you're talking about 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons, 4 tablespoons, those are therapeutic dosing levels. I mean, I personally take a few soft gels every day just because I don't have any indicators that I'm aware of Alzheimer's. But since my grandmother on my mom's side had it, I want to have those medium chain triglycerides. So, you know, you take that as a preventive measure, which could be
Absolutely.
Helpful. And another person in our office here, she had heartburn for years, just chronic heartburn. Just she'd eat food and she got heartburn. She took 2 coconut oil soft gels. Heartburn went away. This was many years ago. Never came back. And that could be because there was kind of some sort of ulcerative condition. It could be bacterial based. And then the lauric acid, which is a strong antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, as it converts to monolaurin, could have destroyed that bacteria that was causing that heartburn condition. So that's just one of the benefits of the coconut oil. But we know, you know, when somebody with Alzheimer's, those higher dosing levels become very important, and that's where the liquid would probably be a better choice, just for nothing other than saving money. Because soft gels, it's kind of expensive. Also, you know, coconut oil, just as far as the quality, once you get in, okay, get out of the RBD, the refined bleach deodorized category, move into the non-refined category. Then within that category, there are really many different qualities of coconut oil. As far as Melody said, taste is concerned, some you'll find are not clear when they're in a liquid state. They're yellowy. There's many different ways these things are processed, and you want to use the coconut oil that is processed in such a way where that flavor is the way that ours is. It has a very clean, fresh taste. It runs the gamut as far as how this is processed, even the unrefined stuff. They have to get the hard brown shell off the coconut. That's done via different means. Then they have to get the water, the coconut water that's down in the middle. They have to remove that from the coconut oil. What they do is they take the meat of the coconut and they press it, and then the coconut oil comes out of that, but there's always residual water. Well, if you don't remove all of that water, water is a haven for growing bacteria, yeast, molds, things like that. You've got to get rid of all that water, and there's different ways. You can use excessive heat. You can also there's a mechanical process to get rid of it. This also affects the coconut. Some people take coconut and they say, oh, it tastes kind of burned. It's sort of got a charred flavor to it. Well, that's because they introduce too much heat in the process to get rid of that moisture. So just keep those things in mind. The coconut oils that we have our Frutriance brand of coconut oil. That can be found at Sprouts, right, Melody?
Yeah, it's found at every single Sprouts carries the Frutriance brand, yes.
So we have that. It's available at a lot of the Whole Foods, mm-hmm. Different finer health food stores. We also have an Emerald Laboratories brand. Honestly, it's the same exact coconut oil. Emerald Laboratories are Frutriance. We develop years later, but it really fits a little bit mm-hmm. more in our branding. But it's the same exact coconut oil. So either brand, honestly, they're both ours. So Emerald, it ultimately is only going to have the 1 pound liquid or the 120 soft gels. The Frutriance will continue to have the 1 pound, the 60s, 120s, and 240s. So hopefully that's some helpful information for you. Another thing you should keep in mind too with the soft gels is there's one company out there, they're making soft gels, and they use something called titanium dioxide to make the soft gels white. And it's actually a colorant. Titanium dioxide, it's a white colorant. Because coconut, because it is liquid below 76 degrees and it's solid above 76 degrees, sometimes in soft gels, if it's clear, you'll get a soft gel that's sort of half liquid, half solid, and it looks a little strange. And so they use that white colorant so they all look uniform. We don't do that. We just choose to use clear soft gels. If there's a little weird, it's half liquid, half solid, we just explain that to our customers. But we feel like you all probably don't want an artificial colorant in your soft gels. So our soft gels are just gelatin, the coconut oil, that's it. And we want to keep it as clean as possible.
Well, and one thing you can kind of compare it to, which is not a great comparison because one oil is very bad for you, whereas coconut is a good oil for you, is it sort of behaves in nature, in its natural state, sort of like a Crisco would, where Crisco is like a solid white when it's cooler, but then it will melt and become liquid. Coconut oil does the same thing without all of those nasty, unhealthy, non-benefits that Crisco would feed you there. But one of the quickest little things that you can do is if you have your soft gel somewhere that's cool and they all turn solid white or some of them are solid white, if you just take one out and hold it in the palm of your warm hand, it will, within a matter of minutes, go completely clear. So it turns into this like golden clear oil when it's completely melted, and it's a solid, solid white when it is cool. And you don't have to refrigerate it. It's so stable. So, I tell people if you want to use it solid, you can keep it in the fridge. If you want to keep it liquid, you can put it on the fridge where, maybe near the heating coils, it'll stay nice and warm. So,
and keep in mind the soft gels, as I mentioned, the clear oil, the gelatin has a natural yellow tint to it. So when you see it in a soft gel, if it's clear, it will have a yellow tint because the gelatin is naturally a little bit yellow. There's a soft gel company I know that manufactures soft gels. They use something, a refined MCT oil, medium chain triglyceride oil, but it's a refined oil because they don't want to deal with a coconut oil that's getting hard in the processing procedure. So they add this refined MCT oil, which is not good. But because coconut oil is solid and a lot of these manufacturing facilities are kept cooler than 76 degrees, it's a lot more difficult to run these soft gels with pure coconut oil. I'm just here to tell you that we only use the pure coconut oil in that processing because we don't want any refined MCT oil in there. That's not what I want personally. So that's another thing. And you know, there's so many different quality issues with coconut oil to understand. And we just want you to know that we take that care to make sure that you're getting just the purest products that we can make. As we've mentioned on the show, we don't use any additives in our products. We just want you to have active ingredient, capsule, and that's it. Or obviously in the case of the coconut oil, just the pure liquid. So if you're so inclined, you can go to shopnaturalproducts.com. You can find it there. You can find it at Sprouts, probably Whole Foods, finer health food stores. So we just encourage you, please, as Melly said, do that taste test and see what you like.
Yeah, it's one of the simplest things. I mean, because you look at the label and hopefully you're looking for all those right things. You know that it's cold pressed, it's extra virgin, certified organic, unrefined. Those are like the biggies that you want to look for. But again, if this is something that you're going to be taking in higher servings, that you're going to be using, you know, to spread on your toast, to melt in your oatmeal in the morning, there's so many easy ways to incorporate this in your diet every day without just taking a shot of the liquid oil, which might be somewhat unpleasant for some people. But there's so many ways to incorporate this. And so if you're going to take this on a daily basis, for all of the benefits it has for cholesterol health, for brain health, you want something that you're going to enjoy. So if you enjoy coconuts, ours has got just an incredible flavor.
Yeah, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a couple of the other benefits of coconut oil. We're going to talk about yeast infection a little bit, how it functions as an antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral product. It's pretty amazing. So anyway, we'll be right back.
More and more people are taking advantage of the health benefits of coconut oil. Coconut possesses a wide variety of health benefits due to its fiber and nutritional content, but it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of valuable nutrients. Quality matters when it comes to coconut oil. Frutrients Coconut Oil is a certified organic extra virgin coconut oil, providing a healthy form of saturated fat that's been shown in research to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It also has high levels of medium chain triglycerides, which can be broken down quickly to be readily available as energy. Due to its naturally occurring high ketone content, new research is being done on the benefits of coconut oil for brain health. Frutrients coconut oil is cold-pressed, unrefined, unadulterated, and is 100% additive-free without any added sugar. To learn more about Frutrients coconut oil, visit ultralaboratories.com. Frutrients coconut oil can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Stay connected with Rick and Melody through Google Voice. Call and leave your question or comment today by calling 1-424-703-4150. That's 424-703-4150.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, here with your host, Rick Simpson. And before the break, we were just talking to you about some of the benefits of the Frutrients and Emerald Labs brands of coconut oil. It's the extra virgin certified organic cold pressed and unrefined coconut oil. The code, which you probably guessed it's going to be on coconut oil, is going to be PICKY. And PICKY will apply to the coconut oil products that we're going to be sharing with you today if you go to www.shopnaturalproducts.com, our web affiliate. They'll give you an additional 25% off of all the coconut products. But you can find links to all of those at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Rick, I know you've got some more great info on the benefits.
Yes, I do. Earlier when I was reading about the history of coconut oil, I got to give credit where credit's due. There's this doctor. She used to be the head of dermatology at the hospital in Manila in the Philippines. And her name is Vermin M. Varalo Raul. She's a medical doctor, dermatologist. I've met her. She has her boards. She's board certified here in the United States. She's board certified in the Philippines, actually. I went to her house for dinner in Maine years ago. She is a brilliant, brilliant doctor. And she has written a whole book on coconut. And I'm just going to mention her book because it is such a rich treatise on coconut oil, and everything is footnoted. She's a very thorough individual. Her book is called RX Coconuts, RX colon coconuts, the perfect health nut, written by Vermin M. Varalo Raul. I think you can probably find it online if you're so inclined. You can buy that book, but a lot of the information you've heard came from this book. But I want to mention her specifically because coconut oil is very rich in lauric acid, about 52% lauric acid. And earlier we mentioned that coconut can be helpful in functioning as an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. Coconut oil in and of itself with lauric acid doesn't have that ability, but lauric acid converts into monolaurin in the body. Monolaurin is a natural substance in the body that has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial activity. And so when I was with Dr. Raul, I said, how do you know lauric acid converts to monolaurin effectively? That's a natural question. It's one thing to have lauric acid. It's another thing to be able to confirm the conversion. So she says, well, I'm glad you asked that. She goes, I actually have blood work that I will send you for my patients where she's given them 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, and she takes a measurement at 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and you see the monolaurin levels go right up and come right back down. So when you take coconut oil, we know it converts to monolaurin for most people. That now they could make the claim, well, that was some patients might not convert. That could be true. But in these cases, it converted no problem. So you get that natural monolaurin, which gives you that ability to be able to fight these infections more effectively. So, and that ties right into yeast infections, which a lot of people seem to get benefits from coconut oil in regards to yeast infections, because we know yeast infections, it's a fungal infection. So if you have more of this monolaurin in your body, that can be very helpful at fighting possibly the infection, the yeast infection. So just so many benefits of coconut oil, but that lauric acid and its conversion to monolaurin is key, because if you start thinking about all the areas of infection and how that can help, that's really a huge, huge issue. And then I also want to mention Dr. Rowell. She is a skin rejuvenator. She has patients that have had skin diseases, psoriatic conditions, atopic dermatitis or dermatological issues, and the coconut oil, she'll give them 2-3 tablespoons a day. She'll find those conditions completely disappear. And she actually told me, she says, when I get out of the shower, she goes, I just take a little bit of coconut oil. She said, I just, right when I get out of the shower, I don't put any clothes on. I put it all over my whole body as a skin rejuvenator. And I got to tell you, she looks fantastic. She's 100% Filipino, I believe. Her daughters are beautiful. They all use coconut oil, but they have that beautiful skin. Just a great, great product as for all those different things.
Well, and I'm a licensed esthetician, so I'm a big fan also of coconut oil. You can use it on any dry parts of your skin as well. One thing, again, to note, though, because we did talk about in the making of coconut oil, they do have to carefully remove all of the water. So if you're using it for topical skin applications, getting out of the shower, just make sure you're not getting water into the product.
Oh, good point.
Same thing when you're eating it. You want to make sure you're not pulling a wet spoon out of your dishwasher and dipping it right into the coconut oil, because you will be introducing bacteria. So even though it's antibacterial and has antibacterial, antifungal properties, the water will actually create a problem. So that's something, don't introduce bacteria into it in that way. But coconut oil also contains caprylic acid, which is believed to have some pretty powerful antifungal properties. And we had one of the many health food stores across the nation that we're blessed to have our products in. One of the store buyers shared with me that she had actually used it topically on her feet, and it cleared up her athlete's foot. So it's really interesting. It's sort of like coconut oil has like a never-ending list of things that it's beneficial for. For people who have more coarse hair or hair that has been treated chemically where it's really dry, you can actually use it as a hair mask, as a topical conditioner for the hair. It can be used, like I said, on elbows, knees, topically on the skin. Of course, internal ingestion is just a wonderful way to get it into your system. And again, as long as you're not opposed to that great coconut flavor that we've got, it's super, super easy to incorporate. Again, I'm going to be posting some great recipes. I will tell you that my husband and I both like to cook. We're both eaters. We tested all of the recipes that are in our brochure, and we turned every single person into the office into guinea pigs. So we published the favorites here, but there is a special recipe in here, Rick, that I know you're really familiar with, and this is the lovely Julie Simpson's granola.
Oh, yes, her homemade granola, where she incorporates, like, I think a third of a cup of coconut oil.
Yeah.
So it's great. And whenever she makes it, it just smells like oatmeal cookies. It's just delicious. So, but with that, getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
We're not sure we're going to sing that every week, but we just thought it's going to be fun. So, you know, whatever.
This week's word is picky, P-I-C-K-Y, and it applies to all of the coconut oil SKUs that you will find on www.shopnaturalproducts.com. And, Rick, why would we pick picky for you?
For me? Well, I don't consider myself a picky eater, but when it comes to certain types of foods, I am picky. There are a few things that, since I was a little kid, I don't eat. I don't do hard-boiled eggs, period. Period.
Even to this day, he gets so grossed out.
Don't gift me any hard-boiled eggs, please. On Easter, my brother used to be so happy. He'd get all the eggs that weren't plastic with candy inside. I'd say, no problem. Here you go, bro. And he comes into my office because he works here, and he's eating a hard-boiled egg. I tell him, get out. You know, it's terrible. But that's not what I'm talking, picky. There's another thing that I particularly am not really fond of, and my mom used to make it because my dad liked it, and that was liver. Calf's liver or chicken livers. I think she made both of those. But, you know, for those of you that have had liver, it's just really the texture, the smell, liver and onions, all that stuff. I mean, maybe some of you like it, but I used to come home from school. My mom would be making liver, and I'd be like, oh, we're having guts for dinner. And she really didn't appreciate that very much. But anyway, and then my brother and I, we tried all kinds of things. We had a dog. We'd feed it her under the table. We'd try and mash it and spread it around the plate and go, we're done. And then my mom, of course, scrape all the food into one, go, oh, it's one more spoonful here. And I was like, oh, terrible. But yeah, so I do not consider myself picky eater, but liver and eggs, I think hard-boiled eggs. I like scrambled eggs and omelets, all that, no problem. But I think those are about the only two things that I really, really have disdain for. What about you, Melody?
My story was actually about coconuts and coconut cake.
Oh, how convenient.
My nephew was the picky eater. Sorry, Tice. But he used to basically say he didn't like something without trying it when he was a little kid. And so I was a bad aunt, and I lied to him one time. It's the only time I lied to him, and I've apologized for it repeatedly. But he came over to my house. I had made this really good coconut cake and put coconut in the frosting and everything. So he was all excited. He was about 7 years old, and he's like, is that coconut in that cake? And I said, no. because he didn't like coconut. And he takes a big old bite and then runs into my kitchen and just, like, let it all go in my trash can. So I felt so bad because I just thought he was saying he didn't like it because he hadn't tried it. Anyways, last time I've ever lied to my nephew. First and last time. Anyways, with that, we are out of time again. We hope you really enjoyed the coconut show.
Yes, we do. And we'll be back next week, and we hope you'll join us.